Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah, how's it going?
I lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. Life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down, but so much shit didn't happen.
Peace. Welcome to Northside Talk. I know y'all said, damn, that was a long damn intro. Hey, that's my man, Lord. The joint right there is real. Because we're dealing with lifestyles, you know what I'm saying? Being stagnant in it. I just got caught up in the groove. I'm sorry, my bad. Living a stagnant lifestyle. What steps to take to move forward? We're going to get into that tonight. But you know, if you're listening by your computer, you can join the chat room, leave a statement or a comment, ask a question, and we'll deal with it on the air. Or you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And listen by phone and participate by pressing 1. You press 1, we'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number out. We'll bring you on the show. When we bring you on, just don't come on and start talking. Yo, what's up? See, what I'm saying is, Sean, you need to know who you are. So when you come on, you know, tell us your name or make up a name, and we'll bring you on the air. But before we get into the topic, living a stagnant lifestyle, what steps it takes to move forward? I got to bring on my co-host. I've been missing her. We ain't being able to do shows like we want to do shows. We're going to make it happen. My co-host.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host. Charlie B. Moore.
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host. Charlie B. Moore.
When they don't realize that actually changes your form, you know, growth and how you approach it. It's like a major
Charlie.
A major factor.
I'm your co-host.
How you
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
Or your perception.
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
I think change is necessary.
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
Y'all already know. You know the one with the magical power, casting spells like abracadabra. My co-host,
Charlie B. Moore.
Charlie B. Moore.
Let's get it in. Charlie B. Moore.
Northside Talk, baby.
I'm your co-host, Charlie.
Yo, Charlie
B. Moore.
Let's do this.
I love you, Grandma.
Whoop, whoop, peace.
Peace, peace. What's going on?
Man, just chilling, waiting on this show and stuff. I'm super excited about it and enjoying this rainy night, this stormy, rainy night.
Well, it ain't raining well, man. So, nights like this, I wish. Let me stop.
I know, that's right.
I need to try. Trying to record an album and stuff, you know. Well, maybe it'll be headed my way since I ain't that far from you.
Right.
But I'm glad you enjoying the rain because that's soothing to me, you know. And that you know, that helps even with our topic, you know, living a stagnant lifestyle.
Does.
What steps it takes to move forward, you know. Kind of give me your take on this topic tonight.
Well, I feel like living a stagnant lifestyle. To me, that's someone that, if someone is living a stagnant lifestyle, I feel like they either are in stuck in a rut, depressed, something going on, you know, to keep them at a standstill, and whatnot, because everything is about movement. Life is about movement. You know, we grow, we change, we. You want to, you, it's just different levels and everything and whatnot, you know. And I ain't saying stagnant. If you stay stagnant too long, it's not good and everything. I can understand slowing down, but stagnant, in my opinion, is just like you just stand on that one level. You ain't got comfortable or something of the sort. I don't know. I just know it's not for me, you know, stagnant. I don't want to be stagnant.
So, you know, say what now?
I was going to say, talk to me. Build with me.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm when it comes to topics, I like to get into words and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of guide it, right? So we're dealing with living a stagnant lifestyle. A lot of people, we have to ask ourselves from day to day, are we really living? Or we just distant. Living means we're pursuing something specific, right?
Absolutely.
A way of a certain lifestyle, a way of life. Are we really living? We just trying to survive from day to day. So when it comes to living a stagnant lifestyle. We look at the word stagnant. It means life in motion, without progress or change, motionless, right? Motion is the process of moving, like you said in your statement. And the root word of motion is MOT, which means to move. Like you got motivation, emotion, right? Stagnant means standing, right? Usually when we talk about something stagnant, we talk about like water, right? Stagnant water. But stagnant also means the state of being still, not moving, lacking of development, advancement, or progressiveness. A progressive movement is being inactive. Right? So we need to find out what step, process, stages that we need to take to move, bring in motion forward. Because some people live in a lifestyle that's taking them backwards. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
So we could be living a lifestyle and moving, but we could be moving backwards. You know, I was reading something a few days ago, and it says, what if you make it to the top of the ladder, right, climbing the ladder, and you make it to the top and realize the ladder is on the wrong wall? That means you waste your time and energy, right? You was moving, you was in motion. But if you don't have no proper sense of direction, then you can waste time and energy, which is motion, right? Time is what? Motion. We calculate time by movement. When we deal with, you know, if they say a pond or a lake or something that doesn't have that flow, right, or current, that pond is stagnant and the water becomes polluted. It attracts everything that can build up disease, right? Mosquitoes, everything, right? And the body is what? 3/4 water? Am I correct? Now, you know, I ain't looked that up, and I ain't built on water in a while, but our body has water in it. Our body has water in it. So if we are stagnant, sitting around and ain't doing nothing, if we are stagnant in our thoughts, then this is where this ease sets in. So living a stagnant 60%. Lifestyle. Say what?
It's 60%.
60%. So just think. Sound travels on, can travel through water and moisture at a faster pace than in an area that doesn't have moisture in it, right? You ever notice in the daytime you can be outside talking, or you can even hear outside in the daytime. You can't hardly hear too much, right? But at night you can hear almost everything. You can hear the neighbors. You can hear people walking by. Why? Because there's more moisture in the air at night, and sound travels further on water, on in the moisture in the air. That's why anybody that records, when they go into the studio in the booth, and they got all this foam in the studio, right? That foam is to extract as much moisture that's in the room. So when the person sing or rap, the words doesn't travel that far because it doesn't have the moisture in the room. And so it is with our lifestyle. If there's no real movement, emotion going on in a positive way, and we're stagnant, we really don't have a lifestyle. We have a death style. Build on that. Add to that.
Okay, you said when we deal with, it's actually called what? That last part?
When we are not moving and there's no positive motion, it's not a lifestyle, it's a death style.
Okay. And then as you're saying that, I agree, because when a person is stagnant in life, usually it's caused by some deeper issues that they don't want to face or something. You know, like if you're in the house and you don't want to do nothing all the time and stuff, or if you keep procrastinating about something that needs to be done and you would not do it, I'll do it later. Or if you keep making up excuses, putting it off and whatnot. So therefore, it's something deeper going on that's causing that and anything. So I agree with that. It's just a death sentence. You bring in wherever it is that you're at, you're building a prison for yourself. And,
right.
You know, you need to face whatever it is that's bothering you, so you can get out there and live, thrive, not just survive, but thrive, you know, be vibrant get out there and, you know, take baby steps, do something, and why not? But just don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. You know? Don't throw it in.
So you saying stagnant is the effect, so we have to find out what's the cause to the effect.
Right. That's how I feel, and why not, you know?
So I could be stagnant in my life and who I am because I'm stressing about a job or stressing at a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can be stagnant in your life because you're stressing about a job. You can be stagnant in your life for simple things and whatnot. You don't, you know, some people don't like their size and stuff, and they become stagnant that way. It could be hair. It could be a lot of different things and whatnot, but the thing is, they're not doing anything productive, constructive. They're putting everything off. They're not trying to better themselves, so they need to find something to inspire them again, to give them that, you know,
so,
however they lost that, you know, write it down or something.
Right. So steps to take to move forward. Is motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you said they need to find something that'll move them, right? So
right.
What they need to do is find that which motivates them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the root of motivation is to move. So give me some things that if somebody's listening and they going, damn, I'm stagnant in my lifestyle, and they talking about moving forward, what are some things that could motivate someone listening to move forward?
Well, okay, one thing, Jared, let me see. I would say if put me in a situation, if I ever became that way and stuff, I would just, you know, I would get a tablet and I'll write down some things that I'm really interested in and why not. And I either go to the computer, look it up, and stop comparing myself to whatever it is that I may be comparing myself to that's making me feel, oh, I don't want to be around people, you know, I don't want to be bothered. Are making me unhappy with myself, because first of all, you got to touch within you. That's it. Whatever it is keeping you, it's keeping you at a standstill in your life. It's you that's causing it and whatnot. So try to approach it differently. Change your mindset and whatnot, your way of thinking and stuff. So I would write down or write a little journal. What is it that you don't like about what's going on in your life? Or what is it that make you not want to, you know, be productive or get out and inspire other people or do, you have to find something that you like to do and why not, but you have to take small steps. And another thing is reach out to someone you trust and why not. A lot of times people see a lot in you that you don't see in yourself and why not. So it's good to reach out to some people, you know,
to the right people,
if you don't like going,
they got to start spending time. They got to start spending time with the right people. That's what you said?
The right people, right. Not just anybody now. We have some people that would drain you and whatnot. But it could be a change of scenery. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, you tired of going through this, you know, you kind of clubbing it with these friends, whatever, they're not doing anything. So now you just stand in because you're a loner and whatnot, and you just don't, the people that you're chilling with, you don't want to chill with them no more. So you need to, you know, make you a plan. You're in control of your life. You got to write that book the way you want it written. So, you know, you do. You have to have a change of scenery or change of people around you and whatnot. That energy, you can tell when energy just stale, dead, and whatnot. So I would change that.
Now, dealing with people, right, and let's say you need to be around the right people. So I could be in I can hang with a group of people or deal with a group of people and doing a whole lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the things I'm doing could be, well, masking who I really am and how I'm really feel, right? Because, you know,
right.
Back in the day, I used to drink a lot with the guys or go somewhere, party, drink. But it looked like I was happy. It looked like life was beautiful, right? But I was wrestling with a whole lot of shit on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it was looked like I was moving in my life, but I'm moving in a manner of where I'm not really going nowhere. So it could be people I don't feel they're stagnant because they really don't know what living is, and they so used to where they are in life that they think they are moving, but they ain't going anywhere. It's like the hamster on the wheel. They're doing a mm-hmm. lot of moving, but they're not going nowhere. And who they are, they're not growing and developing. They're not making any progress in their life. So mm-hmm. one of the main things that I had to get in my mind was I had to change the way I was thinking. And I had to study me and start being real with who I am, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, let me tell you something that happened one time, Charlie. You know, I was I'm an MC, and back then when I was at the top of my game of doing shows, right, I got into a show. So before the show, it was a big show. I was opening for, I'm thinking it was MC Breeze, the rapper named MC Breeze, who was from California. So we got in the show, me and my DJ, I rehearsed. And so I'm telling myself, I'm going to kill this show. And I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm smoking all this weed because in my mind, I rhyme better when I'm high.
Right.
And I'm smoking all this weed. And I get on stage. And the DJ threw the music on, and I started my verse too early. I'm high. Started my verse too early, and then when my verse ends, it still has so many bars before the hook. So I'm done
right.
rapping. My DJ can't do his part because it hasn't got there yet. And now I'm standing on stage looking like a fool. And that's when I realized, damn, I'm fucked up. I'm not who I'm supposed to be. I'm not operating at my best. And so I really thought I was really making things happen as an MC when I was really stagnant in who I was and who I am. And so
right.
I had to start making the proper changes first in my mind. Then I had to start making the proper changes to who I am. We got a caller that got their hands up. I'm going to bring the call on. Caller, last four digits of your phone number is 4273. 4273, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Did you press one by mistake? Yes.
Four
2 7 3. Give a couple minutes. Maybe they press one by mistake. 4 2 7 3. Can you hear us? I'm gonna mute them.
Okay.
Yeah. I put them back on mute. I'll check on them in a bit. 4273, if that's the last four digits of your number, I don't know if you hit one by mistake. But you're listening to North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. If you're listening by computer and you're in the chat room and you want to make a statement, a comment, same thing. Okay. Ask a question. Just type it in and we'll put it on the air. Or you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. 1423. And you want to participate, you're listening by phone, you just press 1 and we'll bring you on. And when you come on, you give us your name and you participate on this in the show. Tonight's topic, living a stagnant lifestyle. What steps it takes to move forward? When we deal with steps to move forward, steps is a course or way, a process or stage wherein we utilize to get where we need to go. So first, the first step in moving forward is to get the proper mindset, right? If you change your if you change the way you think, you can change your lifestyle. Oftentimes, we think about making the proper changes to who we are, but we don't act on it. So we stay stagnant. And one of the main things that take place that cause us to stay stagnant is we settle. We get settled in and we get comfortable where we at. Do you know a lot of people, Charlie, that's comfortable where they at, and you see where they got the potential to grow and move forward, but they comfortable in who they are and where they at?
Absolutely. I see that all the time. And why not? And let me say, that used to be me one time and why not, and then I got a mentor and stuff. And not only that, I took communication classes and started educating myself in certain things and whatnot, and applying it to me, the bits and pieces that I needed. So while I was doing that, I was really realizing that, okay, when I was younger, I was just outgoing. Now that I'm older, you know, I'm more laid back and not as outgoing as I used to be. So I had to really look at myself. I'm like, okay, where am I messing up at? I had to do a self analysis on me, you know, and see what areas I was good at. And it was always my communication and stuff. I always talked to people like they was my homegirls or homeboys. So I had to stop that and everything and whatnot. And I also did this ethical lens inventory. And it's called ethical lens, where you pretty much examine people. It's like a psychology game, psychological game. And you pretty much learn different approaches to people and stuff. But anyway, to make a long story short, once I did that self-analysis of myself and everything, I realized that, you know what, I'm not happy where I'm at and stuff and everything. So let me, you know what, find where I'm happy at. And I know I love numbers and stuff like that. And I got back into the career field that I'm in and everything, and I just started networking and marketing myself and everything, and got out of that shell. You know, I got out of that shell, and I wasn't afraid to apply that pressure I needed. I'm always going hard for other people. I was never going hard for myself. But when I changed my way of thinking, my entire life changed, even the people I started associating with. And it's not that I thought it was better or anything, because I still speak life to my associates and my friends that I used to hang around. But at the same time, you have to realize that, you know what, people have different goals in life, you know. Just because I'm going this path doesn't mean that, you know, I have no needs for you, or you're less than me or anything like that, or I think I'm better. It's just the fact that this is my life. I got to figure it out for me. That's all.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people, I would say, need to start figuring out how to make themselves happy. Because like you say, one reason why a lot of people are stagnant because they are depressed. And you know, once we get fall into a depressed, man, I've been there, you know. And that's one thing listeners need to know. We speaking for experience. And one thing that can cause us to be stagnant in our life, because thinking ain't nobody been through this shit that I'm going through. So nobody mm-hmm. understands. Right? And so we have to realize that somebody before us and somebody after us will go through the same situations, circumstances that we've been through. So it's our duty to be like, hey, find your happy place. Figure out how to make yourself happy. And we got to stop limiting ourselves. A lot of people got self-limiting behavior. We limit ourselves to settling for where we at. We don't try to grow and develop. We don't try to educate ourselves. Just think, when you deal with education, you don't have to always go into a building and have a classroom setting to educate yourself. You can self-educate yourself. But understanding
right.
and educating yourself, right, getting knowledge, the word education, the root word educate, means to bring out. So when you educate yourself, it's supposed to bring out of you the best of you. It's supposed to bring out of you what you didn't even think was in you. I listen to audio books. I read. I look up new words. I try to find new words. Why? Because I'm constantly trying to move forward in who I am and educate myself, bring out of me the best of me. You know, a lot of people, and this happens in so-called religion, spirituality, whatever people say. They can tell me they conscious. I'm on this level. I'm spiritual. I do this here. I talk to the ancestors. But if you ain't got a proper understanding, you just operating on the information. If it's not bringing out the best of you, if it's not causing you to grow and develop and up to a better you and making you happy from within, you need to reevaluate everything you're doing. And another key thing, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in where you're trying to get to in your journey and in who you are. How important is letting go to us moving forward? Can you hear me, Charlie?
Yes, I can hear you. That was a question for me.
I was asking.
What'd you
say? Yes, indeed. Yeah. How important is
letting go?
Letting go.
Versus moving forward?
Yeah, letting go to move forward.
Oh, okay. That is very, very, that's vital and whatnot. You know, just as we have to be weaved off certain things through life, like when we first born and everything, you know, we have to let mommy hand go or daddy hand go. And stuff, and move forward with life and everything. Everything should be going in motion, you know. Like, it's just necessary. You cannot stay the same. You are what you want to stay the same. You're not going to learn there and whatnot. Moving forward is not always a straight line, but you know what? When you go through your little mishaps when you're moving forward, that's fine too, because in every crisis is opportunity to learn. So if you're stagnant, you know what? Use this opportunity to learn something about yourself, others, whatever, and keep moving forward. And why not? Just don't stay there. Because you know what? It may be someone else on that path that you may meet or may hear you speak that needed something from you at that moment, or you needed something from them. So it's vital. That's very essential too, you know. You have to let go to move forward. You don't want to drag it along with you, you know. You're done there. You passed that grade. You're not on that level no more. Just thumbtack it. You ain't got to forget it. You know, just keep moving forward. Keep rising. From great to greatness.
Okay. Because I'm gonna check on the caller that had their hand up and see if they really want to still call them. The last four digits is 4273. 4273. Did you want to make a statement or a comment? Okay, they still know. They must have hit one by mistake. So I muted it. Now, another step is to see yourself in a better light. We are sometimes the ones holding ourselves back. Sometimes we're our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are people around us who are trying to motivate us, who are doing what it takes to encourage us to make the proper changes in who we are. But because we don't see ourselves in a certain light, we might be comparing ourselves to somebody else. Well, I don't have that type of car. My job ain't like this. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand. And see, they don't understand because they working here and I work over here, or I can't find no job at the time. No. You got to see yourself in a better light.
You're absolutely right.
Go ahead. Build
now
on
I'm saying
that.
I was saying you're absolutely right. You really do have to see yourself in a better light and stuff to stop thinking that you're not worthy of whatever the opportunity may be bringing. And I know, like, from experience as well, that I had an opportunity once before when I was younger and stuff, and I denied it because it was in a bigger city and whatnot, and I was a small-town girl. I left a larger city, but I was raised in a small-town girl as a girl and surrounded by family, so I didn't know when this opportunity came. I was like, no, I don't want it, and everything, you know, thinking with the mindset I had at that time. And not realizing that, man, you know, that in 2 years later, what I actually did and everything. But it still, you know, it came back around and everything. But when you are getting ready to get pulled out of your element, don't fear it. Do not fear it and stuff. It's a reason, you know. Well, I ain't saying going to something crazy and everything, but you would know if it's not going to hurt you, and it's for growth, and it's something that can multiply, take that chance. Take the opportunity. Take that risk on yourself and why not, because what you're doing, you're just believing in yourself. And I wish at that age I would have had someone to talk to me and why not. I didn't and everything, so I was just going off my own, you know, perception of it and everything. So,
right.
Yeah, don't just throw away something because you're afraid or you're not used to it or you don't think you deserve it. Why don't you deserve it? That's the thing you should be asking yourself. Why not you? You put yourself in certain situations. You put, you know, to get there and why not. So you deserve it just as much as anybody else. You better look in the mirror and be like, oh, yeah, I deserve this. I'm going to take this and stuff. Competence brings confidence. If you don't know something about it, you know what? We've been on our smartphones all day, and one night Google it, research it, do whatever you got to do and everything. But you can find out about it. So don't say, I don't know about that and everything, because you do. You can learn. It's right at your fingertips. It's much more easier now to get the information you need. So don't be afraid. Just be smart about how you approach it and everything, you know? So stagnant. You got to let go to move forward.
Indeed. Now, this right here, for me, this was one of the hardest things in the world right here. And once I mastered this, Charlie, I'm telling you, once I mastered this, I've been good ever since. Don't fear starting over. Hitting the reset button. sometimes people's pride, my pride wouldn't let me start over. I would rather keep going down the wrong damn road than just hit the reset button, right? But one day I remember something my mother had told me. She said, "It ain't my job to carry you. It's my job to pick you up when you fall. You can always come back home and start over."
Mm-hmm.
We fear starting over. Our pride is what got us stagnant in our life, because we're afraid what somebody else gonna say. Well, I thought that nigga was doing this, right? I thought he was, oh man, I seen him in all them pictures with Public Enemy, with Luke. I seen him with all these guys, son. And yo, he back in North Carolina. He's back in that little ass town, right? Hey, my journey is different from your journey.
Mm-hmm.
What the universe or what God has for me, he might take me down a whole different path. So in order for me to get where I need to go, a lot of times I had to keep hitting the reset button. A lot of times I had to keep going back to the starting point and trying a new method. So if you don't get nothing out of listening to this show tonight, I need you to get out of it the fact that you can start over. I got a caller. Let me bring this call in. Caller, your last four is 0991.
Yeah, I'm here.
0991. Yes, how you doing?
Yes. Peace, brother. Peace. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm all right. It's good listening to you, Michael and Charlie. I feel what you're saying.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Universal Moore, and I feel what you're saying. Peace, brother, and
yes,
peace, sister. I'm non-dogmatic. However, there is something that people need to progress in life, to graduate, to uplift, to move up, you know, to reach a level of success. And yes, what you're doing is you're invigorating people and giving them inspiration. And to me, it's just like, I have a different concept, because when you say the path that God leads you down, you know, I would hope that your God is omnipotent and omniscient, and there's really nothing that you can do outside of what's going to happen. And the only thing that I would surmise that would be in our control would be our perception of it. So knowledge of self is key, and you've said that a lot of times. And it's like it kind of took the wind out of the sails when you just made it so, you know, if God, because we're talking about definites here, moving in a definite direction, is not if you graduate. You're empowering and inspiring people to graduate. You're empowering people to move up. And when you add a God to it, it makes this situation impotent, because if you fail, then it's God's will, and if you pass, then it's God's will. No, I don't think so. I think that God has given us all the ability to win, succeed, and pass. And this is if I could give you just a bit of where I'm coming from with that. If I was to take you, Michael, and you, Sister Charlie, out to Atlantic City Ocean, and we go out on the water, you guys come out on the water with me, and I say, come on, and I put my hands on your heads, and I push you under the water, and I hold you under the water for a little bit, and you're there, and you're wondering, and you're probably wondering, well, what is Universal Moore doing? what is he doing? And I take your head and hold it under the water for just a little bit longer, and you're being as patient and going along with it as much as you can, and then all of a sudden you start clawing, kicking, biting, and trying to do everything just to get a breath. One breath. If we were to apply that frame of mind to anything that we want to get, we would get it. To me, that is the power that God has given me, and I have enough knowledge of self to recognize that. Just like the simple things of thirsting, getting hungry, these are basic knowledges of self. You know, and a lot of people aren't even in touch with that. They think they have to eat three times a day. Where did you get that from? You know, it's just so much dogma and religion and thing and ambiguity tied into things that can truly be solved logical. Who'd think that we could talk to each other on these little plastic devices from hundreds of miles away? Who thought that? We use science, we use logic, we use the things that we know, which work better than our faith. However, faith is good to operate in, because when that fails, you know it's time to fix something. It's time for you to fix it. When your faith fails in the brakes, it's usually when you push your foot on them and they don't work as well, or they don't work. Now your faith is gone. Now you're not going to pray or have faith to when next time you touch the gas and you go to stop, Jesus will stop it, or Allah will stop it, or, you know, Buddha will stop it, or some. No, you have to use that emergency brake or throw it in gear and try to slow yourself down the best way you can, scrape up against some trees. Your mind is going to kick into a certain survival mode, and it's going to try to stop you the best way you can. And
Can I say this, brother?
Yeah, bro.
You're saying a lot.
I'm long-winded.
understandable. Well, I think this might be your first time tuning into our show. And but one thing we deal with on the show, and we try to speak the people language, and because no one is successful in teaching the people unless they can speak their language, so we use certain terms. But we teach the God self. You know what I'm saying? We teach that we are God living a human experience. And so, but we have listeners that we have to take in stages as well of development and growth and development. So to come on for us to not take that under consideration is one thing. But I definitely agree with what you're saying. And we teach that and we build on that on the show. And when we deal with people offline, we teach dealing with the higher God self. So when we say knowledge of self, I'm a student of the teachers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Minister Farrakhan. I came up as a 5%er, so I understand the reality of us being God, you know, and I teach that. And so, but we deal with people that we got to take in stages of growth and development to get them to where they can comprehend and understand the higher God self and the God from within. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And furthermore, to add on to what you're saying, brother, I think it will be even exponential changes in those who are listening, who are listening, to have them seek self first before they align themselves with anybody. I can't stand when brothers is like, black power, black power, black power, but you have no self power. So what, you just dispersing the power out, and whoever's the most powerful among you all, you're all living off of that. You know, it's like you have all of this power and allegiance, but no allegiance to self, no knowledge of self.
Right.
You know, and I feel
no
so that before anybody profess, Brother Clarence X, Master Farrakhan,
see,
Muhammad,
brother,
Elijah
see,
Muhammad.
Brother. See, brother. Okay, you're taking us off into a whole different arena and area that is taking us off topic. And
how would you know why you didn't let me finish?
Because I don't heard this before. Once you heard, once you heard me say Honorable Elijah Muhammad, once you heard me say that, then that became part of the conversation. I want to thank you for calling.
You mentioned it
on the show. Yo, we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We here every Tuesday and Thursday night. We appreciate those who listen by computer, and we'll thank you for listening. We want to appreciate those who call and listen by phone. Thank you tuning in Tuesday night, Thursday night at 9 p.m. Yo, Charlie.
Peace.
Peace, peace. Anything you want to say to close us out?
Don't stay stagnant too long. If you're stagnant in your life, do not stay stagnant too long and whatnot. Look within yourself and whatnot, and find your power and move forward.
Indeed. All right. And on that note, we would like to say good night.